glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you happy to be in the house of God today? After our praise team has led us into worship, what more can we be happy about? Glad that we are in the presence of God. And I like what David says. He says, better is one day in your house than 1,000 elsewhere. That we'd rather be in the presence of God than anywhere else in our lives. I'm just so happy for the fact that God has been able to keep me, to keep you, until December 31st of 2016. There's some people who have not been able to see today. It seems like people have been dropping like flies. But we need to be thankful, and we must be thankful. I'm sure you are thankful that you are in God's presence today. Alive, in your right mind. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Because if you're not excited about life and not excited about where you are right now, then our perspective is not in the right place, because it could be worse. No matter whatever you're going through, it could be worse. And now we are afforded another opportunity for another year. Before we move on, just want to bring something to your attention. January 7th, we're going to be having communion. That's next week's Sabbath. We have communion starting at 5:30. Communion starting at 5:30 next week, Sabbath. So please remember that. And if you were here for our last communion, it was a wonderful time. For those of you who were here, it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time. So please remember next week's Sabbath at 5:30 p.m. We will have our communion service. Also, starting in January, our prayer ministry is going to be doing 10 days of prayer. Doing 10 days of prayer, we're giving opportunities to start your year off right. And so 10 days of prayer in 2017, the focus is going to be on a living sanctuary. And it starts January 11th. That's Wednesday night, January 11th. And they promise that they will start exactly at 7:30 and finish at 8:30 sharp. So only 1 hour. Please put that on your calendar. 10 days, January 11th through January 20th. There'll be 10 days of prayer. Come where we can have a time of fellowship, a time of prayer, a time to share God's word together. Many of our elders will be presenting during those 10 days. I will also be presenting on the 18th, I believe. Wednesday, the week after. So please mark that in your calendars. Without any further ado, let's go to the Word of God today in the book of John, John chapter 15, looking at verses 1 through 8. John chapter 15, looking at verses 1 through 8. When you have found it, say amen. All right, not everybody has found it yet. Jack found it, but he doesn't have his Bible. Come on, somebody. John 15, verses 1 through 8. And this is Jesus speaking now. Jesus is speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Today I want to focus on the idea and the theme of getting closer to Jesus. Getting closer to Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we come before you now, not another minute nor another hour, to give you praise. As we now look at a new year, we want to enter that new year with you, Father. So as we open your word, may our hearts be open to you. In your name I pray, let God's people say, amen and amen. How many of you have already started making New Year's resolutions? Not a lot. I only saw one hand. But maybe the fact that we don't like to make New Year's resolutions is because by the time the year ends, we have not achieved what we have set out to do. Statistics show that just after 4 months, only 10% of people still stick with their New Year's resolution. Only after 4 months. And so some people are not in the habit anymore of making New Year's resolutions. But today, I would like to challenge you in 2017. I'd like to present some challenges to you in 2017. They may not be resolutions, but they're suggestions or challenges as you move into 2017 for some things that I would like to challenge you to do. As we look at 2017, the number one thing that I would like for all of you, and this includes myself, is that for us to get closer to Jesus. For us to draw closer to our life source that is Jesus. For us to plug in and be recharged by the love and by the presence of God. And in John chapter 15 this morning, we see that Jesus is telling us that we are to remain in him. We are to plug into him. We are to draw from him. We are to connect with him. Because by so doing, we will have life and have it more abundantly. This section in the book of John, we find Jesus speaking now to his disciples after he has spoken to them. In chapter 13, Jesus reveals the two disciples who would betray him. And after Judas left and after he looks at Peter and reveals to Peter that Peter will in fact deny him 3 times, Jesus looked at his disciples and he comforts them and he tells them, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. In other words, you may have messed up, you may have been sinful. Regardless of that, I am still preparing a place for you in the kingdom. And he continues to comfort his disciples in knowing that as long as they are attached to the vine, that they will be all right. And now we get to chapter 15, and Jesus continues speaking to his disciples in the upper room, and he says, I am the true vine. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one has salvation. No one has personal peace except through me. Jesus is saying, I am the only source of life. I am the only source of functionality in your life. Maybe in 2016, maybe this year, we have connected to vines in our lives that have not given us life. Maybe there are relationships going into the new year you need to break off because they are not giving you life. Maybe there are some vines in your life that are not life-giving, but actually sucking the life out of you. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about in here. These kind of vines are kind of vines that attach themselves to you to try and pull from you. But Jesus is trying to tell you, I'm not trying to pull from you. I'm trying to give you if you will connect with me. He says, I'm the true vine. There's no other vine. And I love what he says. He says, my Father is the gardener. In other words, my Father is going to make sure that everything is all right in the garden, that everything is okay in your life. He's going to make sure that everything is growing well if you will allow him to. He says, my Father is the gardener. And he says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. In other words, there are some things in your life that once you start getting closer to God, he's going to ask you to take away. And guess what? Sometimes it's going to hurt. But there is power in pain because on the other side of pain is growth. So in other words, if you want to grow, you must be able to go through some painful experiences in order to grow. But Jesus says, not only are you going to go through it, Jesus is saying that my Father will engineer the pain sometimes. Because by so doing, new growth will come. New growth will come as a result of it. And he says, he will cut off anything that is not fruitful. He says, he prunes it. Another word for the word prune here in Greek is he cleans it. He cleans it. Sometimes, you know, your tree grows out of control or a shrubbery if you're a gardener. I'm not a gardener, but I just know this because in order for trees and plants and shrubbery to grow, they need to be cut. And Jesus is saying, when you connect yourself to me, there will be growth. So you have to ask yourself today, do you want growth in 2017? Do you want growth in character in 2017? Do you want growth in spirituality in 2017? Do you want growth in family in 2017? Do you want growth in your career in 2017? Well, connect to the vine. Connect to the vine. I have three challenges for you. And also for myself, this is a challenge to me as well, in 2017. Number one, spend time with Jesus in 2017. Spend time with Jesus in 2017. Turn with me in your Bibles to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And the first time I came across this passage of scripture, I was in college, and it was profound to me. It says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The first thing that hit me is Jesus needed time to recharge. Even Jesus needed time with his Father. If Jesus needs it, how much more do I need it? How much more do we need it? If Jesus, fully divine and fully human,
With divine power running through his body. If he needs recharging with the Father, how much more do we need it? And so the thing I like about this is how Mark specifically sets things out. He says very early in the morning. It's almost like Mark is trying to tell us how you go about spending time with Jesus. And some of you may be saying, well, Pastor, you know, I'm not a morning person. I got to wake up too early already as it is to get to work in the morning. But what Mark is saying here is that it is important, because if it was important enough for Jesus, it should be important enough for us. So very early in the morning, he gets up. He gets up when there's no distractions, when there are not a lot of cars on the road, when there's not a lot of noise, when the house isn't noisy, just to spend time with his Father. And he says, while it was still dark. And then it goes a step further. Jesus left the house that he was with, when he was with his disciples. In other words, he needed to unplug himself from the people around him and go to a solitary place. I'm challenging you in 2017, find somewhere in your house to spend time with Jesus. Spend time with him. Because by spending time with Jesus, we will be exercising our spiritual muscles so that whatever 2017 throws at us, we will be spiritually strong enough to combat what the enemy throws at us. And I'm telling you, in 2017, the enemy is preparing to throw things at you. You may already know of some of the things that are coming. But in order to overcome them, we must be spiritually strong to deal with them. So spend time with Jesus in 2017. I also have some very practical things that I want to share with you to help you on your journey in 2017 in spending time with Jesus. Many of you have this tool on your phones. It's called the Bible app. I'm sure many of you have it. If you don't have it, download it. In the Bible app, there are various plans that you can choose to spend time with Jesus. I have two here that I'm using this year. The first one is NIV 365-day devotional plan. It's a short devotional plan that you can use. It has a devotional thought. It allows you to read a few verses, and then you are finished. Start out by spending just 10 to 15 minutes with Jesus every single day. You'll be surprised the difference it makes in your day. Another one that you can use is called the Bible in 1 year. If you're interested in reading the Bible in 1 year, go on your Bible app. There are plans there to read the Bible in 2017 in a year. Or if that's not you and you're not interested in that, there are also plans there that go for 1 week or for 3 months. Choose whatever it is that is suitable for you. But I'm telling you, spend time with Jesus this year. So I challenge you to do that. Number two, spend family time in worship in 2017. Spend family time in worship. Can I stress to you how important this is as a pastor? And this is one of the things I've realized from the time of being a youth pastor, even now in ministry. Parents believe that the church is where children should get their spiritual nurturing. There's some families that only see church. The kids only get spiritual nurturing at church. And if you go to academy, you think it's much better because 6 days a week or 5 days a week, they have received Jesus. But I'm telling you today that it starts at home. It starts at home. If it doesn't start at home and we rely upon church and we rely upon the sermons, we rely upon the lesson school, and while those are good, they are good. At first, it starts at home. There's a reason why 80% of our young people leave the church after high school. 80%. Every 10 students, 8 will not be Adventists anymore after they leave high school. Allow that to sink in. 8 out of every 10 high schooler that comes to Plantation will not be an Adventist after they graduate high school. And one of the main reasons for that is that spirituality is not being modeled at home. So when parents are praying for their kids and they're so surprised that they're not coming back to church, if it was not modeled in the home, there's a greater chance that they will not stay in the church after they leave home. So it must start at home. If you don't believe me, the Bible does have something to say about this. Go with me to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. Genesis 18. And verse 19. And this is one of the few recorded times in the Bible when God himself came down to earth. It says, verse 19, it says, "For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children," talking about Abraham now, "I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." In other words, God is saying, "I chose Abraham because Abraham is going to be leaving a legacy of spirituality for his generations to come." This is the awesome responsibility that we have to spend time worshiping God together. So spend family time in worship. I remember when I was much younger. I remember when I was younger, when my father was alive and my mother, my sister and I would have to act out the Sabbath school lesson on Friday nights. And I can remember the one that I acted out was called Around the Walls of Jericho. And we even had a song for it. It's like, "Around the walls of Jericho, around the walls of Jericho, around the walls of Jericho, the army went seven times without a..." There you go. And I remember my sister and I walking around the coffee table. And then when the walls fell down, then we fell down. But it was a way in family worship that my parents found for us to reenact those stories. And they stuck with me all this time. The number one attack of the enemy is on the family. Because if the enemy can attack the family, he can divide society. And this is why the enemy has come up with alternative lifestyles. Because it's an attack on the family. Because he wants to divide us. One of the covenants that were left after the fall of man in Genesis was marriage and the Sabbath. So marriage, family, and the Sabbath is very important to God. Today is a family day. Today is time we connect with our spouses. Today is time we connect with our loved ones. The Sabbath is time for us not only to connect vertically, but it's to connect horizontally. So spend time in family worship in 2017. Number three, can the praise team please come out? Number three, spend time each week to challenge your mind and your body. Spend time each week in 2017 to challenge your mind and your body. If you don't believe me, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. I'm sorry, Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." In other words, Paul is saying your entire body is an act of worship to God. Therefore, you are to prepare yourselves in worship to God by taking care of your temple. So I remember this year, at the start of the year, I felt out of shape. And I decided to pick up boxing. Listen, folks. The first session, I came home and I threw up. I had not worked out like that since high school. But as I went day after day and week after week, the energy that I gained and the alertness that I received, the better I felt, the confidence that I gained because I started to work out again, it helped me throughout the day. God is not only concerned with our spiritual maturity, He's also concerned with your physical maturity. It is said that if you challenge yourself physically every single day, when it comes time for you to be mentally challenged, you're so used to it because you have challenged yourself while you're physically working out. So mentally, you are prepared to push harder than you're used to pushing yourself. And I'm telling you, 2017, you don't know what lies ahead. But I'm telling you, if you arm yourselves with pursuing Jesus, spending time with your family, and working on yourself, you will be prepared for whatever comes. But most importantly, stay close to the vine. There's one thing I want to show you before I close. Go back with me to John 15. Go back with me to John 15, verse 7. It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Stay connected to God. So that whatever you ask, God will say, because he has remained in me, because she has been with me, how can I deny my child what he or she asks for? And Jesus goes further. Jesus says, it is for the benefit of my Father that you bear fruit. Because if you are bearing fruits of blessing, others want to know how to have their lives like the way you have it. And all you have to say is, I just stay connected to Jesus. It says here, showing yourselves to be my disciples. In 2017, spend time with Jesus. Spend time with your family in worship. And spend time challenging yourself this upcoming year. Because whatever 2017 throws at you, guess what? You are strong already. You have been preparing already. You've been working out. Your spiritual muscles are strong. Your faith is strong. Your life is strong. Mentally, you're strong. Your heart is strong. Whatever the enemy throws at you, you will be prepared to battle the enemy. Come on, somebody. Whatever it comes your way, all you have to do is look the enemy in the eye with Jesus and tell the enemy, bring it, because I'm ready. I'm prepared for you. It doesn't matter what you throw at me, I will be ready because I am strong. Through Jesus Christ. How many of you want to be ready? But more importantly, how many of you want to be ready for when Jesus comes again? Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to the vine. And everything will be all right.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, in this time of desperation.
sun, when all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. All right, let's sing that all together now. Oh, in this time.
In this time of desperation.
When all we know is doubt and fear.
When all we know is doubt and fear.
There is only one.
There is only one foundation.
And we believe.
We believe. We believe.
Come on, say we.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
And He's given us.
And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe.
So this part of the song says, let our faith be more than anthems. So
let our faith be more than anthems,
greater than the song,
greater than the songs we sing.
Oh, in our weakness,
in our weakness and temptation,
we believe.
We believe.
Oh, we believe.
We believe.
Come on, we believe.
We believe. God the Father, we believe in Jesus Christ,
we
believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life,
we
believe in the crucifixion,
oh,
we believe that He conquered death,
we
believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.
Come on, so let the lost,
let the lost. Given us new life.
We
believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death.
We
believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
We believe
in the crucifixion.
Oh.
We
Heads bowed, eyes closed. God, we love you. And we thank you. As we now leave these doors and as we now walk into 2017, may you walk with us and may we walk with you. May we draw even closer to you, our best friend. May we in the new year know you even so much more than we did this year. Because Father, it's not only about 2017, it's about eternity.
Amen.
That by knowing you, we'll not only have a good 2017, we will not only overcome 2017, but we will be with you forever.
Amen.
That's what's most important, God. So may we draw closer to you on that day when you shall come, where we shall see you face to face, and we shall sit at that great welcome table, and we shall spend eternity with you. Until then, Father, please keep us, please guide us, please help us, and may we develop this urge in our hearts to draw closer to you. In your name I pray, let God's people say, amen. Yeah.